I'm going to move on my own so that we can get up tomorrow morning and be alive.
Or some of us will decide that.
We're going over the passages. Every one of these was raised. Passage 1 was raised. In theory, passage 1 sounds like it solves the whole problem. Because passage 1 says, Ha'ish, Kodem, Isha, etc. and so forth. There's a whole list here. Kohen, Kodem, Levi, Levi, Yisrael. So it sounds like if I have to make decisions, there's a decision. There's a priority. And it is. So, okay, so this was discussed and dismissed by all the great Gadol Yisrael saying you can't apply this to the William Brown in cases like the William Brown. It was dismissed for several reasons, but it's not only pigeon shuri, by the way. We'll see why it was dismissed. It says lahafios. Lahafios is not pigeon shuri. Lahafios means even questions of life and death. Even in questions of life and death, we do have an order, but what does it mean that we have an order? We have priorities in life saving. Let me give you a quick sample so you can understand what this means. Closing an apartment house is on fire. It's the task of firemen to come and rescue as many as they can from a burning apartment house. So, 4 firemen come with the first truck, they have a trampoline. 90 people are dangling out of windows from an apartment house. 4 firemen come with a trampoline. There's no way they're going to save 90 people. They can't save 90 people. They can save 5 people, 6 people, maybe. Those firemen have an obligation to rescue as many as they can. Now, they have to decide where they're going to put that trampoline. Who are they going to rescue? That's what passage 1 is talking about. When you are obligated to rescue, and you can't rescue all, then you have to make some hard decisions who you're going to rescue. We have stucco money. I can't give stucco to every stucco in the world. There are people starving. I don't have enough money to give to everybody. Pigeon shuriyim also. I can't be po'd all the shuriyim. I don't have enough money. If I don't have enough money, then the answer is not, I'm not going to be po'd to anybody. The answer is I'm not going to give stucco. I have to give stucco. But I have to make decisions. Very hard decisions, priorities. Where am I going to give my stucco? Passage 1 is talking about if you have an objective party, a third party, that's not in danger, that's coming to rescue as many as he or she can from a group that is in danger, the people in this apartment house, halachically, who do I rescue first? Here halacha has priorities and it works it out. Not by the halachic laws, not unlike these firemen are also going to have rules. And just to give you some of the simple rules, you're not going to put the trampoline onto the first floor. Anyone with any seichel will understand that if you put the trampoline onto those windows, highest floor, the people in the most immediate danger, whatever it may be. If you have enough time to make some kind of rational decision, you'll make a rational decision in terms of life saving. So what passage 1 says is there are certain rules and regulations in terms of priorities, how you decide who should live and who should die, if you have enough time to make a reasonable decision. But this can't help me on the William Brown. Why can't it help me on the William Brown?
There's
no one who is a disinterested third party who's not in danger. There's no one standing outside the boat. If there was someone outside the boat who could decide to try to rescue as many as he could, he would have an obligation to do so. He might apply passage 1, Allah. But if I'm in the lifeboat, I'm in the same boat, literally, as everybody else. I'm in the same danger as anyone else. But there's no, passage 1 doesn't apply. This has nothing to do with it. Here is no way that we can decide who should stay in the boat and who should stay outside the boat. Moreover, there's a far more important distinction between passage 1 and William Brown, which you didn't mention yet, but you get it. What's crucial? In passage 1, we have a list of priorities, who I should save and who dies. The people who die, what do they die from? People who die when an apartment house is on fire and I rescue 10 out of 90. They die from the fire. They die from the accident. I don't lay a hand on them. I did the best I could to save as many as I could. But on the William Brown, if I want to rescue anybody on the William Brown, on the William Brown, I can only save myself by physically evicting somebody on the lifeboat. So I can't. Passage 1.